Amid Australia's declining foreign aid budget, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade is looking to alternative methods of improving outcomes in Pacific nations desperate for assistance. A new aid to trade program has seen an increase in local startups taking small steps in creating self-reliant industries. In Samoa, each week, households use dozens of coconuts for cooking. But they are also a lucrative export product. Edwin Tamasese is the founder of coconut oil-producing business Coconut Cluster. He says they are becoming popular again, despite an ongoing debate on the health impacts of saturated fats.
That whole science is changing, which means that this crop that died off in the 80s because of medical establishment overall saying that saturated fats were bad for you. So we lost these big markets, and these are all coming back into vogue now.
Mr. Tamasese is one of those behind what he calls an economic revolution in Samoa. He created his coconut oil business to help empower locals and give back to the broader community.
You could see that the economy wasn't really in a position where it should be. We're about 400 million short of where we should have been for getting our GDP right. So we're looking at how we could translate things into positives, get our agriculture back up to where it should be and get the economy back to where it needed to be.
He says it's a commitment to lifting communities out of poverty. In addition to the 16 staff directly employed, Coconut Cluster is paying some 200 farmers above fair trade rates, a minimum price agreed by importers to producers in developing countries. That's been helped along by an $80,000 grant, the first private investment as part of the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade's Aid to Trade program, aimed at supporting indigenous business growth in Pacific nations reliant on our declining foreign aid budget. Anthea Smits from non-profit social investment consultancy, The Difference Incubator, is helping the government identify businesses.
Traditionally, aid and development has been a deep, dark hole that money gets poured into. What we're looking at is sustainability and how we could stimulate economic development alongside aid and development.